This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tune in and turn on. Doug Steffen presenting the DJV experience with the ladies of the day. Jennifer actually is not here. She did the Larry Elder. I figured out what was going on. She did Larry Elder's national program last night, and it pooped her out. Too poop to pop. Larry Elder is an experienced seasoned broadcaster. He and I worked together at KBC in the 90s. Good guy and a good broadcaster, and he happens to be managed by Jennifer's father. A little collusion in the family business, as it were. So here we are, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, to present some more factoids. Important things going on in the world. Jennifer, what are you... Jennifer, hello, Doug.
Victoria, hello, Doug.
Well, I'm so used to... We have the hour by hour, so I'm used to going, okay, Jennifer, what's trending here? All right, Victoria, your turn at the wheel.
Well, I know we were all very, very concerned when IHOP changed its name to IHOB with a B.
God, yes, yeah.
Rest assured, they are now IHOP once again. They sent out a tweet saying, we're giving away 60-cent short stacks on July 17th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for IHOP's 60th birthday. That's right, IHOP. We'd never turn our back on pancakes. And then in parentheses it says, except for that time we faked it to promote our new burgers.
Wow.
So they admitted it was all just a ruse.
A bunch of fakers.
Yep. So
right,
it's IHOP once again.
Thank you. the girl that jumped in with the sharks, talking about Shark Tank.
So stupid. This is really a dumb story. Katarina Zarutsky she was floating in the ocean and off the Bahamas, Staniel Cay, and she suddenly felt her arm being yanked down. She's 19 years old. She's a nursing student and Instagram model from Laguna Beach, California. She had been swimming with nurse sharks when one of them decided to take a chunk out of her arm and started to drag her underwater. Her boyfriend's father was there, and her boyfriend was there. For some reason, the father started taking photos of the attack instead of actually jumping in and saving her, but hey, that's the world we live in. And so it was a 5-foot-long nurse shark. And
I don't know what a nurse.
Nurse sharks. Is. It's a type of shark. They're usually very gentle.
This medicinal.
Is the type of. Well, I don't know about medicinal, but they're gentle. They're not very big. They kind of hang out a lot around tourist boats. These are the types of sharks. If you go on a shark dive with a group and a guide, these are the types of sharks that they'll take you to go and, you know, feed by hand and things like that. They're known to be pretty gentle. However, they're still a shark, and they still have
shark
all the same teeth.
Shark is a shark is a shark.
They have all the same teeth that all the other sharks have. And in the pictures that this guy took of this girl getting attacked, there are almost every shark in the picture has a baby shark attached to it. Hello? Stupid do you have to be? And this girl says she was not with a group. She was not with a guide. She felt comfortable because she was a surfer from Laguna Beach that she could jump in the water and just hang out with the sharks. So she says, I'm lucky I still have an arm. She's just
you're
so
lucky
dumb.
You're still breathing there, babe.
Well, the guy who owns the marina says that, you know, he goes, well, yeah, people, they're generally quite docile, but they can and do bite people occasionally. He said normally when they mistake a hand or fingers, it's for a piece of food. So he's basically saying, like, yeah, you know, don't jump in the water unless you have an experienced guide with you. Because what they do is they have chum to feed the shark. So if a shark thinks that your arm is a food, then, you know, they can distract it. A guide properly can distract it with other actual food.
Stop for this lady is Alligator Alley. She'll be rolling around bike riding with the alligators in her next stop. Not too much in the brain department.
Nope.
Thought it was interesting. I saw an overview of what goes on in our brain if we are putting stimulants into our brain. You know, basically what we have in life as far as our ability to provide for ourselves, we need to have something of value so that we can be paid and use that value to support ourselves and our families. You got to have a brain that works, though. Your body is operated by your brain. So you think, but also there's the side of your brain that is, what do we call it, automatic, but it's not, that's not the word I'm looking for, but you know what I mean. Your heart works, doesn't, you don't have to think. Wait a minute.
Involuntary.
I need to think. That's what it is. Thank you. Yes, involuntary. Yeah, that's true. So if your brain function is negatively impacted by drugs or things that you eat that are bad, whatever you put into your body, then you don't contribute as well. Think about it that way. When the next time you think, oh, this is great, let's go get drunk, or you want to take a puff of a marijuana cigarette, or whatever it is that you're exposing yourself to, you are not doing as well as you might. And that comes down to holding a job. Some people get into such a terrible state, they have to be taken care of by others. And this brings me around to thinking about our society and how benevolent we are. Those people who get addicted to drugs or become sort of like wards of the state, if you lived 150 years ago, you would be just left to die. If you couldn't take care of yourself during the Civil War and post-Civil War era, you would just be left to die, because people would not take responsibility or take care because they couldn't afford to. It wasn't the, this country after the Civil War was so broken. We were impaired like you wouldn't believe. We don't understand in our country today what it's like to really live in a precarious situation. But after we pretty much destroyed ourselves in the Civil War, there was a, for years and years. It wasn't really until the Industrial Revolution, which took place in the 1880s, that the country began to come back to life again. It was horrible. And so under the circumstances, what I'm equating here is fast forwarding to what it's like today and how well we take care of those who don't take care of themselves. Sometimes it's I'm a great believer in taking, if you have a problem or there's somebody in your family or someone that's in our reality that can't take care of himself or herself for reasons beyond their control, I believe it is our obligation as a society to take care of those people. I do not believe that we should be taking care of people who are just lazy and don't want to work. And then I get into this this gray area, Victoria, about people who voluntarily become addicted to drugs and do themselves in. It's kind of like the person, and maybe I've become cynical about it because my mother and her addiction to things and kind of what happened. She died young, so she never became a ward on any of us. I took care of her for the last year of her life, but that was not, you know, it wasn't a hardship in a sense. It was hard for me to watch her die, but it wasn't hard on me. It didn't keep me from doing other things in my life. But I'm thinking about the people who come through that are in wheelchairs, that were addicted to tobacco so badly that they have emphysema and they can't walk anymore and they're on oxygen. Mm. Yeah. And they think they deserve special attention because they're in a wheelchair. I don't think they do. Whether you, that sounds cruel and horrible or not, I don't think those people, they've done voluntarily to themselves. So yeah, am I immoral or unethical because I feel that way?
Well, I don't put smoking in that category because for years, and depends on how old this person is in a wheelchair, if it's someone who's, you know, who's 30 and has smoked for 15 years and now have lung problems, well, then they're a different category because everyone 15 years ago knows how bad it was.
Right.
But originally, if I see an older person with emphysema who was a lifelong smoker, the propaganda on cigarettes, when you look at those old commercials from the 50s and 60s, doctors were on commercials telling you it was healthy.
Yeah.
So I don't blame smokers of a certain age any more than I blame people who are addicted to painkillers after surgery.
A good thought. Okay.
Because the doctors are telling you this is safe to take.
All right.
It's the same
thing.
That's very different than saying
point.
I want to try heroin or I want to try, you know, I want to experiment with, you know, LSD or whatever. That's totally different to me.
Yeah. Okay. That's an excellent you defined it well. You distinguished the properties of the different circumstances well. It was good. Thank you. 16.
But I do agree with you. On a younger person's scale, it is your own fault. 100%.
Yep. 100%. Okay. 16 past the hour here on the DJV show.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now. 888-717-WAVE. 888-717-WAVE. Or visit dryhealthyhome.com. Dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I find that oftentimes I'm told what a great crowd I have that I work with. Victoria, Kara, Jennifer, the people behind the scenes. And so I will do what Dwight said again, Doug. Dwight Eisenhower, who is the 34th president of the United States, said, leadership consists of nothing but taking responsibility for everything that goes wrong and giving your subordinates credit for everything that goes well. So I'll blame myself for everything that you guys mess up, and then I'll give you credit for all of the good things that I do that you deserve credit for. How's that? Mm-hmm. Is that a good deal?
Yeah,
like that?
That's what yesterday Jen was talking about. It's called a humble brag.
That's it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. You'll take credit for all our mistakes, but what about your mistakes?
I'm humbly yours. Signed, Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program. Garth Brooks surfacing again, kicking off what many believe to be the first date on a college stadium tour of North America, starting with the first ever concert at Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. He made the announcement joined by former Notre Dame head football coach Lou Holtz, who took the Fighting Irish to bowl games for 9 consecutive seasons, which is still a record today for Notre Dame. Garth said, quote, Notre Dame Stadium has seen so many iconic moments. I look forward to bringing a new kind of crazy to the party. This is actually quite a smart idea. I don't know that anybody has done a tour. You know, you have performances for sure in a lot of these stadiums on these big college campuses, but has anybody done a concert tour that has exclusively been in colleges or in college stadiums? I can't remember one. I stand to be corrected if I'm wrong, but I don't think there has been something like this. It's a good idea.
I know there's actually a lot of one-off big performances at colleges.
Right.
Like, there's a famous concert video of U2 landing the helicopter at the 50-yard line at BC.
Right.
And then they played a big concert there, but they didn't do a whole tour of stadium,
that's what I'm saying.
Stadiums.
I think that's
this
is quite a good idea.
Yeah.
Frank, a good, unique idea. So anyway, he said that the fellow that runs Notre Dame said, Garth is the perfect choice as the first artist to perform in concert in the stadium. This promises to be one of the biggest events in the history of Notre Dame. Brooks finished a 3.5-year tour with his wife, Tricia, played 79 cities, 390 concerts, sold, 6.5 million tickets.
Yeah.
And they get,
I've never seen him live, but I would like to see him.
We went to see him a couple of years ago.
I know Jen likes him live, yeah.
Yeah, no, he was quite good. I hadn't seen him. I thought, okay, let's go see him. And he was quite good. I'm not a country fan, but
I heard
much about his energy on stage and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway. He also has an Inside Studio G Facebook Live series that airs every Monday on his Facebook page at 7 o'clock. You want to see that. So, Garth Brooks knows how to be a showman for sure. So, speaking of showmen, next up on the music stage here, in terms of information, Saturday night, Dead and Company, those are the people left from the Grateful Dead, played to 30,000 fans at Dodger Stadium. And then a day later, they played to 200 equally passionate fans at a backyard benefit in the Hollywood Hills for Oceana, which is an environmental organization dedicated to preserving the oceans of the world. Mickey Hart, the drummer, said going from a stadium to a house party is a pretty interesting dynamic. But the point is, a musician is privileged to be a musician, and musicians ought to be giving back that privilege. And that's so astute of him to get that. In general, you got to defend the treasures. One of them is the oceans. Any night I can raise $1 million is a good night. The evening was dubbed Rock Under the Stars, raised $1 million, drew in 120 deadheads from all over the world, paid $5,000 each to see the former members of the Dead play in their smallest gig in decades. Some of the faces in the crowd: Jeff Goldblum, Ed Begley Jr., Dean Norris, Kelly Lynch, Academy Award winner and nominated composer Thomas Newman, producer writer Mitch Glazer, Seth MacFarlane kicked in $250,000 even though he didn't go. Ted Danson formed this group, which launched in 2001. They've gone from a $4 million annual budget to $40 million. Host of the party said, "We want to make sure for the next 100 years there's enough wild protein in the healthy oceans to feed the 1 billion people every day who depend on it for their sustenance." That means fish, boys and girls, in case you didn't get it. Protein in the form of fish. Healthy oceans, 400 million jobs depend on it. This is one of the big things. I'm onto this big time because of the mess we are making with plastics and other crud in the ocean. So good for them. And
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
"I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people."
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring. Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters. The president speaking at the White House in prime time.
"It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court."
Vice President Mike Pence in the East Room for the announcement, along with Chief of Staff John Kelly and other Republican senators. Also in attendance, the late Justice Scalia's wife, Maureen, and Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, Edwin Meese.
My body, my choice!
Her body, her choice!
Meanwhile, outside the Supreme Court, anti-abortion protesters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's 34 after the hour. Hello, welcome to our DJV gathering. Jen Jen is not with us at the moment. Victoria is. Kara is. It is at this point during each hour that we tend to do some entertainment news, television news, that sort of thing. So I thought, just as the sort of an experiment in gossip. You ready for an experiment in gossip? You ready?
Always.
This is a projection, if you will. Those of you who watch the thing that people who listen to programs like this have in their psyche is they want to watch television, news, television. They like the news channels, Fox, and MSNBC, and CNN. So, I thought you'd like to know how much some of these people make. Wanna?
Okay.
All right, ready? This is clickbait, by the way, Victoria.
I can tell already, but go ahead.
Audio clickbait. Bill Hemmer, makes $3 million a year on Fox as co-anchor of News, their American newsroom. All right, does that surprise you?
I went out with him once. He's very douchey.
You went out with him once?
I did not go out with him. I hung out with him.
Oh, you hung out with him?
Yes, I would not date him.
I think he likes Bill. Judy Woodruff, PBS NewsHour anchor, $3 million a year. Jake Tapper from CNN, $4 million a year, going through the anchors and what they make. David Muir from ABC, $8 million a year. Steve Croft from 60 Minutes, $8 million a year. Martha McCallum, who is on Fox News' American Newsroom, she makes $8 million a year. He only makes $3 million. That's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh?
I've never even heard of her. I don't watch Fox News, but I've never heard of her.
Lawrence O'Donnell, worth $8 million a year. Lester Holt, $12 million a year. That's about right for those anchors, I think.
Yeah.
Scarborough making $12 million a year. I don't know what his wife is making.
Yeah, I was going to say, does Mika make the same amount?
I would, for his love, knowing what she's like, for his sanity, I don't get that show. I don't get him anymore. I sure don't get her. I don't see it. But
I think it would be real bad business for their marriage or their relationship if they were not making the same.
I think you're right about that, yeah. Aaron Burnett, who's on CNN, gets $12 million a year. Let's see, David Gregory is making $12 million. He used to be on NBC. Now he's at CNN, right? Isn't that how...
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's about right for him. Scott Pelley still making $15 million a year. They took him off the 60. He was on the CBS Evening News, and now he became the chief anchor at 60 Minutes, whatever that means. He's been at CBS for a long time. He was a kid when he went to work for CBS. Wolf Blitzer's getting $16 million a year over at CNN. He's been around a long time. I quite like him, by the way. Wolf is... There's a
Really? I'm surprised to hear you say that.
No, I do. I like him as a person. I've been... He and I have hung out a little bit together here and there, and I like him. I thought, why are you surprised?
Because you just hate everything about CNN. So
I'm not a fan, but
you'd throw him under the bus too.
Bret Baier, I don't get him at all. There's nothing about him that I get. I make $16 million a year. Good for him. Chris Wallace over at he's the son of Mike Wallace. Most people know that, right? He at Fox makes $16 million a year. Stephanopoulos is getting $18 million over at ABC. Gayle King is getting $20 million at CBS.
Gayle King makes $20
million? Yeah, listen to this.
Good for her.
Rachel Maddow has a new contract at MSNBC worth $20 million a year. Good for her.
She is the number one rated, though. She built MSNBC. She is MSNBC. And she beat Hannity in this last round, so she's worth it.
Yeah. Shepard Smith.
I think she's a little, like, my dad likes her, but I don't know. She's a little too
ranty
for me.
She's getting a little affected. Well, she's getting affected now.
Yeah.
She was good when she was a kid, but she's getting affected. I knew her when she was a kid. Shepard Smith's making $20 million a year. Charlie Rose used to make $20
million. Charlie Rose is still on the list?
Right. Maria Bartiromo Belotto Belonga. I never quite figured her out. She's got a great agent, man. She's getting $22 million a year. I've never gotten her.
Doesn't she do financial stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss that. So Megyn Kelly, when she was at Fox, she was making $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
She went to NBC for a $30 million deal. What a waste of money.
They probably regret that, writing a check that big. Her ratings, and it's not about her personally, but the ratings are just, they're awful. I think they shuffled her around again. Didn't they move her to, I don't know, is it the 5th hour or the 17th hour of the Today Show or whatever it is now?
It's a big waste of money.
They're trying to figure out what to do with her. Yeah.
Robin Roberts is making more than Stephan Poopoulos. Did you know that? I was surprised to see that.
I thought they were both making 18. Is that what you said?
Did I say Stephanopoulos was making 18?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay, all right. Sorry. Made a mistake. By the way, O'Reilly is still being paid out by Fox, even though they fired him. Did you know that? Maybe that's why he didn't.
But that's common. If you get a lot of those guys with contracts, you know, if you get fired or whatever, then they have to still pay out at least part of it.
Katie Couric's making $10 million a year working at Yahoo.
Yeah, why? And like, who the heck is watching anything related to Yahoo? The only time you ever hear Katie Couric's name anymore is if she gets a good guest on her podcast. That's it.
Yeah.
Hannity, I'd take $10 million to pretty much do nothing.
Right. Hannity, between radio and television, is $28, $29 million a year. Diane Sawyer is, she's still getting out. What is she doing now?
She does, every once in a while, she does a big kind of special interview, or she does a piece for 60 Minutes. She's kind of here, there, and everywhere. Not 60 Minutes. Well, I guess sometimes she does do 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
She does something on, is it Dateline?
Yeah, I think maybe.
What's the show? It's one of those ABC later night type things. She does special things.
Yeah, I know.
She's
got to
be partially
Nightline.
Retired. Yeah. Nightline, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, just for the thumbnail sketch of what's going on, how many boys are safe from that Thailand cave at the moment? The trapped and flooded situation there. They've been there for what, more than a week now. More every day are coming out, though, I think, right? There's not any big to-do. It's just like they're continuing to rescue those kids.
Yes. One boy, they're doing the final sweep through at this point of the coach and the final boy.
Yep. Okay. So keep our fingers crossed for that working out well. 43 after the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford, all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is 46 after the hour. What's on your mind, what's on our mind, from the People in England department? This is something we maybe want to make this a daily feature of the program, because I know people will find it very compelling, Victoria, to find out what people in England are thinking or doing. For example, Boris Johnson. What a great English name, Boris. Resigning from his position as the Foreign Secretary, one of Prime Minister Theresa May's senior cabinet members, been there a couple of years. Statement from his office said that she accepted Johnson's resignation. Replacement gets announced soon. Johnson's the third minister to quit in the last day because of Brexit, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal, right? She has lost a couple of other. David Davis said he couldn't support the deal drawn up by Theresa May to unite her cabinet, involved too close a relationship with the EU, and gave only the illusion of control being returned to the UK after Brexit. So this thing, there's a lot of turmoil here.
Yeah, but to lose Boris Johnson, that's a big deal. Anytime, and even if you don't know him by name, you've seen him on TV with the whole Brexit thing. He's very animated. He's got crazy blonde hair that kind of never seems to be combed.
O'Brien, his hairdo.
Conan's is coiffed, though. This guy's is just a mess. It's not even combed. It's all over the place. Right. So that's a huge loss for her. And then to have, you know, three other guys leave at the same time, it's her leadership is really in jeopardy at this point.
Yeah, I think she's in big trouble.
I think she's
never
she
that
may be
popular
done.
To begin with. But anyway, also in England, the story of this Lady Dawn Sturgis. The latest to die after being exposed to the Russian nerve agent. So now the Brits have launched a murder investigation into this. So how many people... she's the first one that died, though. The rest of them kind of came out of critical condition and were okay.
Well,
right? Has anybody else died?
The person, I think it's her boyfriend, Charles Rowley.
He's
still in critical condition. But the original two... were the Russian
agent.
The guy and his daughter, I think, right? Yeah,
yep.
So they both died,
I didn't remember that they died.
I thought they were both killed.
Right. Yeah, maybe.
The weird thing is, no one seems to understand how a Russian nerve agent is in England. And how are these people coming in contact with it? That's another thing that they have to figure out. And if it's airborne, it doesn't stay airborne that long, so it's virtually impossible to trace.
Well, people are wondering whether someone keeps releasing more of it. That's
right.
Kind of what they...
And why are these two people targeted? Or was it not targeted? It's just random.
Just
random
there.
Acts of terrorism.
Yeah, yeah. It's this is so much of this kind of stuff.
Very bizarre.
And it is, again... If you trace back, the Russians had their own nerve agents, but remember, all the nerve agents were developed by Bayer for the Nazis. That's where this stuff all came from in World War II. It's 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Now, 53 after the hour, as it's food news time here on the DJB program. Dr. Jack is, where'd he go, Carrie? I went to some place in
the East. He's in Alaska on a cruise
Alaska,
or something like that.
All right, so let's talk about summer food, Victoria, shall we? Or some of the things that keep you cool and healthy. There is a, had a conversation on the Your Hidden Power program. We're going to get to the story, the metaphysical world and how fascinating it is. Every week there's a podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com focusing on that sort of thing. And I talked this week to a woman from Chinese medicine, has a background in Chinese medicine. We talked about why it's important to eat warm foods at this time of year when we mostly want to eat cool foods, right? We want to have salads. You want to drink a lot of really cold water or cold drinks. But she says, no, that's not a good idea. You should avoid those sorts of things, as you should avoid fatty food like chicken, red meat, that kind of stuff. Not good. Lighten your proteins. Choose light fish. I think if I remember correctly, Carrie, you were listening to the conversation. Vegetarian meals, summertime is a good time to be a vegan. Salads, they're okay. Eat raw food, but that's something that is important all around the whole year. Eating raw food is very important to do. But in the summer, we try it again, cool. But room temperature is the best temperature in which to eat these foods. We're not talking about raw meat and stuff. I'm talking about carrots and things that come out of the garden. That's sort of the fresh veggies. But in terms of water, drinking a lot of water at this time of year is very important, but not iced. It should be room temperature. Otherwise, it draws digestive fire. It'll make a mess of your body. Who would have thought? I drink, because it's I'm outside on the farm so much, I just drink gobs of water. I bet I drink over a gallon, and I make it cold, too, which is not what this person said we should be doing. So, and speaking of water, there's a focus on bottled water, especially at this time of year. If you leave a bottle of water in your car or your pickup or whatever you're driving, and it gets hot, and then you drink it, and it's in a plastic bottle, you're asking for it. The water tastes funny when you do that, and that's because the chemicals from the plastic soak into leach, I guess is the word, right, Victoria? Mm-hmm. Leaches into the water itself. So if you can get an old kind of thermos or something in which you put the water and you keep it in your control, better for you. Water
yeah, just
from
get a stainless steel.
Bottle.
Don't get a plastic anything really, but just get a stainless steel thermos and keep your water in that, and that's the safest way to do it. But I'm sure all of us have done this. You know,
you've
got a bottle of water that you left there, and then maybe it gets really hot, and then sometimes it cools down again, so you drink it, and it tastes gross. Well, there you go. That's the proof right there. You're drinking chemicals, and they're really bad chemicals, too. It's BPA, which, you know, that causes brain defects in babies. That's why the plastic baby bottles are no longer made with BPA. So it's serious stuff. It's not, obviously the bottled water industry says that everything's fine and that it's safe, but it's not.
Of course it is. Pizza Hut in food news. They say they want to have a healthier product, so they're going to serve only antibiotic-free chicken wings. What? It's going to take them until 2022 to do this. What a joke this is. First of all, there's nothing about.
I thought it was illegal. This is where I'm confused about food labeling. I thought it was illegal already, based on when you look at TV commercials for Purdue or whatever, that it's illegal to serve chickens that are given hormones and antibiotics. That's why every kind of brand now says antibiotic-free, never given any hormones
illegal,
or antibiotics.
But it's not illegal, but it's not smart marketing because people get it now.
So they basically understand. Only the cheapest of cheap brands.
Yeah, garbage. Antibiotics and garbage, there's an equal sign between the two of them.
Yeah.
Like, and it started with the beef industry or the milk, actually, the milk industry, when these farmers were loading up their cows with the BPH, which made them give more milk. But, no.
Yeah.
Take it from me, Farmer Doug. You don't want that. You don't want it in your meat. You don't want it in your milk. You don't want it any place. No antibiotics anywhere. Now, that doesn't mean the cows, if they're sick, shouldn't have antibiotics, but you ought not to be. I mean, you got to, like you take antibiotics, let it work its way through the system. You don't, you know, immediately eat the meat after that or drink the milk after that. You got to, it has a time that it takes to get out of the body. So, anyway, Pizza Hut says they're going to be bad. Listen, I got a lot of hooey when it comes to them. It's 59 pounds.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.